Hello and welcome. I wanted to make a video effectively outlining my journey to MGTOW and also discuss some of the societal perceptions associated with the movement and also some of the recent criticisms leveled against it. As my journey was no doubt different to yours, but here we are at the same conclusion. And that conclusion for me, as I'm sure it is for you, is self-determinism and self-protection. Now, I grew up in a society where men were essentially seen as utilities, and where the most patronized figure in that society was that of the father figure. And you know him well. You know, Ray Barone, Homer Simpson, you know, weak as piss emasculated male, beta chump. And you know the type, because he's a guy waving to you every morning. You know, the guy with the three whining kids and the ugly fat wife, wishing he was you. You know the guy. The men of my generation, we had no role models or mentors growing up. None. Yeah, sometimes I get fanciful about it and I think, well, gone are the times when the men of the tribe would take the boys out into the wild, or the field, and you know, give them actual guidance. Equip them with actual viable skills that they can use. And, of course, equip them with a real sense of male self-worth. We don't have that today. I mean, there's no initiation rite for men. No rite of passage, there's nothing. So consequently, there's no male identity. So male virtues have been essentially demonized and degraded to that of the go-to boogeyman. Walking punchline. Masculinity, as I see it, as it's defined today, is the source of all society's woes. Men are the problem, not the solution. So it would seem if you follow the media, what they tell you. For right now, there seems to be a lot of discussion between some MRAs and MGTOWs in respect of traditionalism, and that is traditional marriage. And let me specify here, I mean some MRAs, not all. There are a lot that are against marriage, with good reason. But the arguments being that traditional marriage, that is a cohesive family unit, is best for the child. Now, I want to agree with this point, because to me it makes a great deal of sense. Problem is, I have no desire to marry. I have no desire to procreate. I have no desire to be seen as an object of ridicule. I certainly have no yearnings to be financially raped in the family court. So for me, for myself, it's not an attractive, it's not a viable option. But I mean, to be completely honest, in retrospect, I honestly have never experienced traditionalism. I mean, my childhood, I was all over the place, but women were always my source of guidance. Perfectly blunt, my only source. All of my teachers were female. The majority of my employers, managers, female. The vast majority of my work colleagues, female. And the media, as long as I've been alive, have actively attacked the family unit. And primarily fathers and sons, and you know this. Or rather, just painted men as abusers, or deadbeats, rapists, scumbags, murderers, what have you. I mean, ask yourself this question. When was the last time you ever saw a man being praised for his virtues as a man? I can't recall a single instance. I mean, the only examples I can think of are that of men that have essentially sacrificed their lives for females, or for the greater good, or what's deemed the greater good. But I mean, let's face it, these are nameless men. No one can remember their names, but they're just utilities playing a role, so it's okay, no empathy needed. Now, I was always aware that that men got a shit deal. I was aware of that growing up. But like you, when I spoke up, I got shot down. And all that indoctrination, you internalize it. Now, I'll use an example. You take a girl, I'll use this for an example. And I'll use a girl specifically for this example. You take a girl, you put her in the corner. And for every day of her life, you call her a piece of shit. You call her a deadbeat, a rapist, a scumbag, the bane of society. What do you think that's going to do to her confidence? Do you think she might start internalizing some of those messages? You think she might grow up with some issues? You think she might turn against her own gender at some point and see them as the problem, and men as a solution? You would be looking at one broken woman. I mean, that's a reality for a lot of men. I mean, those men, they manifest those messages in different ways. They act out, or they close off. End up doing 20 to life. Well, you see them, they turn on other men. Turn on them. It's a whole raft of behaviours. And this is what I grew up with. And really, it wasn't until a series of life experiences, namely me nearly dying, and a whole convergence of other things, that actually finally woke me up. It had to come to that extreme. Now, some recent critics of MGTOW, they state men are bitter from past relationships. You know, it's just a generic shaming tactic. I have never invested enough in a relationship to care. Now, I come from a hookup culture. I'm not talking about PUAs or what have you. I'm talking about my generation. We didn't come from a traditional culture of dating or what have you, you know. We just had quick sex on the fly, you know, you have an urge, you act on it. Of course, now I understand the risks involved. And also we live in a time where female empowerment is essentially seen, or seen to be derived via sexual promiscuity in women. Yeah, women feel the need to act like whores in order to be a strong, independent woman. And this is what I grew up with. So I could never respect women. They gave sex too freely. Now honestly, how can you respect the woman who's on her knees back at your place after four drinks at the pub after work? You can't. And again, this is women aping men. And you see this every day. Women looking and acting just like men, or how they perceive men should act. And it's not attractive. I can't respect it. If you're not guided by your own sense of identity, then what are you? You know, women, they've all but rid themselves of feminine traits. I mean, women, they walked away from traditional gender roles years ago. Dare I say decades ago. Men need to do the same. Say no to marriage, no to children, no to cohabitation, no to being disposable. I mean, when the risks and the negatives outweigh the positives, why would you bother? Look at the traditional model, and it's not workable and it's not safe. And you can criticize MGTOW as much as you'd like, I have yet to see one shred of change on behalf of men. And in fact, things have only ever become worse. MGTOW is the safest option. Now, will it affect change? I presume so, at some point, yes, eventually. But for myself, and so what I find really heartening when I look at other men who have taken the red pill, is that this is the first time that men have stood up and embraced their individuality. Men are saying no to being cogs in the corporate culture. Saying no to feeding a tax machine that basically destroys men. You know? Working in unsafe industrial jobs where 93% of workplace deaths are male. Now, and literally ask yourself, I mean, what does it take for a man to reach this point, to actually see himself as valuable, now, as an important individual, not just a disposable utility? And this is after all the indoctrination, all the abuse, all the attacks on his gender and on his character, after all the ridiculous expectations have been placed on his shoulders that he has to burden. All the constant, persistent, ongoing, never-ending, constant shaming tactics. What does it take for a man to say out loud that he matters as an individual? That is one hell of an awakening. I mean, for me, it was like coming out of a cult. Literally. Deprogramming. I've witnessed men, and I love the terminology of the MGTOW movement. I've seen men try to debate, like white knights, manginas, feminist women, what have you, and yeah, you know, I've done it myself, I've been caught in that trap. But a recent conversation I had with a woman, and she was a psychotherapist, it was a couple of days ago, I brought up the issue of gender inequality in the family court. Now, her reply to me was, if men wanted to do something about it, men would. Then just gave a very casual, indifferent shrug. Now, and typically, I wouldn't enter a debate with a woman. If I wanted to talk generalizations, I'd talk to a liberal. You know, men discuss facts. But anyway, I asked her to think about that statement. Men want to do something about it, men would. And I said, replace the word men with blacks. She wasn't impressed. And this was the therapist. And I pointed out the fact that she brings gender bias into her sessions with clients, and she really hated that. But it got me thinking, you know. What does it take for a man to wake up? And not you, you're already awake, but the other 90% of men out there. You know? Well, what does the average Joe have to lose personally and financially before he comes to his senses? So what are we dealing with? You've got men fighting for child custody, you know, being bled to death by the family court. You've got a group of emotionally and financially impoverished men. And what does a movement need to get started? I mean, do your ABC. You know, they need funding, government funding, serious funding. But they have no backing. And society thrives on male disposability. We're utilities by design. I mean, men have been the butt of a concerted smear campaign that has lasted decades. You think anyone is going to give a shit about their welfare? Give them funding? You know, going back to that therapist, I also mentioned that the suicide rates are four times that of females in my country. Of course, that's excluding male road deaths, which I think actually contribute a great deal to that statistic, but constantly get overlooked. But I don't know why they are. I mean, I used to work in insurance. You know, connect the dots, ABC. We've got a lot of men, they're not fools. They see that they can claim on accidental death insurance. You get a payout to your family. You realize that you're worth more dead than you are alive. A lot of men come to that conclusion, sadly. They never match. Anyway, what she said to me is, she said that the suicide stats are like that because men don't ask for help. They don't ask for help. What, from you? From you, with your gender bias. Really? I mean, therapy is just another area where men will find themselves emasculated. Because men don't speak that language. Men think logically about a problem and then they deal with it. If there's no solution or if they can't find a solution to that problem and they've exhausted it every possible avenue and the stresses are too much, they will collapse inwards. There is no support for men. Not from society on the whole. Society, once again, thrives on male disposability. Anyway, my 15 minutes is almost up, but I know it's been a bit of a ramble, but I will be making more videos moving forward. But I want to thank you for your time, and keep on trucking. Thank you.